Hitched by J.F. Murray. Read by Heather O'Sullivan. Chapter 1. The Perfect Plan. Kate's wedding was going to be the happiest day of her life. She had always known this in her heart and soul ever since she was a little girl. She had dreamed about it for as long as she could remember, and in less than a week, that dream would finally come true. She could see herself now, smiling in her immaculate white dress, with her veil resting elegantly upon her wavy auburn hair, as her fiancé, Norman, became her husband. But even though she was a keen believer in manifestation, Kate knew it wasn't enough just to envision her perfect wedding. She was the designer of her own destiny, and there was only one way to ensure the 4th of July would be absolutely seamless. Kate was a planner. She planned everything. She lived for to-do lists, timetables, vision boards, calendars, itineraries, goal journals, sticky notes, the works. Fail to prepare, prepare to fail, her mother, Margaret, had ingrained in her mind from an early age. So it came as no surprise to others that Kate had spent 2 years methodically organizing her big day, ensuring that not a single thing could possibly go wrong. Everything was planned to a T, from the wedding ceremony in Donnybrook Church of the Sacred Heart to the reception in Fitzpatrick Castle Hotel. What did surprise people, however, was that Kate went one step further. Because not only had Kate planned the perfect wedding, she had also planned the perfect hen party with her three best friends, Siobhan, Natalie, and Chloe. She was fully aware that it was traditionally the maid of honor's job to plan such an occasion, but Kate couldn't help herself. Leave something so important in another person's hands? Not a chance. Now, after months of meticulous preparation, the hen party was finally here. She looked down in excitement at the itinerary she held in her hands. Kate's Bachelorette Party in Fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada, the cover read in a glittery font. It looked more like a girly scrapbook than an itinerary, but within its sparkling pages, the ideal girl's trip was mapped out. It was color-coded and timetabled with activities for every hour of every day. She had scheduled the entire trip, right down to the minute. Though it had been a big undertaking, Kate worked as an event planner for a living, so she knew what she was doing. She was the best in the business, frankly. If a client wanted to ensure zero hiccups for a particular event, they turned to Kate. Years of experience had made her an expert in crisis management, and she always had a contingency plan for anything that might go wrong. But nothing ever went wrong under Kate's watch. As she put the itinerary away in her handbag, however, Kate found herself plagued by that frustrating feeling one gets just before a trip. She was convinced she had forgotten to pack one last thing, but she couldn't put her finger on it. It was driving her mad. What the hell am I forgetting? Kate said, thinking out loud.
Let's see, Norman said, standing in the doorway. About your sanity?
Normie, please don't start again.
I just don't understand why you'd bother going halfway around the world for a hen party, especially when the wedding is in less than a week.
Kate sighed. Norman had been against the hen party from day one. He had chosen not to have a stag party, claiming he was above that kind of thing. But a hen party was a rite of passage Kate didn't want to miss out on. He was constantly worrying about her. She loved him for it, but there was no need to catastrophize. Normie, me and the girls always said we'd go to the States for the first of our hens. And it's common in lots of countries for the bride to have her hen party the weekend before the wedding. Some even have it the night before, Kate explained.
I'm just afraid something will go wrong, like one of you will lose a passport and get stuck or